Given that both giving and receiving gratitude is so important in maintaining our consciousness of the spirituality that is necessary for nonviolent communication to have its power, I think it's very important to look at our lives and see, are we creating the space to do it? Because it's not only difficult sometimes to express it when we have the space or to receive it when it's being expressed, but very often we don't create space in our lives for celebration. We get so busy that we don't have the time or space built in to do this. And then I think we pay dearly for it because we don't get the juice, the energy that we need to live in harmony with compassion. So I've done some things that have been very helpful to me. I've built some things into my life that help me to remember to leave space for sincere gratitude and celebration. For example, one of the things that I have learned to do each day, which I'm very grateful for, is I keep a book, a gratitude book. And before I go off into the world that day, I like to make some entries into my gratitude book. Now, what do I put in that book? I like to think of at least one thing that I have done within the last 24 hours that I want to celebrate. It might be something I did that enriched just my life, or it might have been something I did that contributed also to someone else's well-being. But what I like to do is write down what it takes to help me see those three things that are central to gratitude as expressed in a nonviolent communication way. That is, I write down something that helps me be clear, what did I do that I want to celebrate? Second, I write down, how am I feeling at the moment that I'm doing this? How do I feel right now, remembering what I had done? And three, I write down what need of mine was fulfilled by my doing that. And then when I have those three things written down, I want to celebrate it. I want to take it in. Because when I can slow down and just take in what I can do, how good it feels to see how I've enriched life, how good it feels to see what need of mine was met by doing that, to slow down long enough to take that in, I just draw a little flower just to give myself the time to celebrate this act. Now, on many days, I may write down more than one thing. I may write down several I've done. But I want to at least think of one, because I at least like to start the day by thinking of at least something I've done that has enriched life and how good it feels to do that. Then, I think of something somebody else has done. It has enriched my life in the previous day. And I write down those three things. I write down what they did. I write down how I feel about them having done that. And I write down what need of mine was fulfilled by their doing that. And then I draw a flower just to slow me down so I can just let in what they did and how good it felt. And then I ask myself this question. Have I expressed clearly to that person just how much my life was enriched by that act? And very often I find that I either didn't or I expressed it in a lazy, nonviolent communication way. Now here's how you express gratitude in a lazy, nonviolent communication way. You say, thank you. And sometimes that's all we need to do. Sometimes just saying thank you. The person can see, they know what they did. They can sense perhaps how we feel and what need was met. But there are some gratitudes that I want to be sure the person really got clear just how much what they did enriched my life. So then I want to find out from this, what kept me from it? And I write down what kept me from it. But then when I haven't done it, this gives me another chance. This makes me aware. And then if I'm going to see them again that day, it gives me a chance to express it to them in person. But if I'm already traveled to another place, I can always call them or write them a letter. But I want to be sure that gratitude in my life, gratitude that I have for others, is expressed. And I want to make sure that gratitude that others express to me is received. Now, I also would suggest that we build into our lives not only space to stop and celebrate what we can do, that we feel good about, but that we see how good it can feel to others sometimes if we share with them our celebration of what we can do, if we do it in what I call non-sneaky bragging. I use that phrase after working with a friend of mine who was living in a low-income culture in San Francisco, and he was a person of color, and for various reasons I asked him to travel with me to the Midwest of the United States to help me in some work I was doing there. And after 3 days in what was for him quite a different culture, I was curious about what it was like for him. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, what's it like being in this culture with all these white people and most of them college professors? And what's it like?" And he said, "It's okay, man. But what really drives me nuts, to tell you the truth, is the sneaky bragging." And I asked what he meant by sneaky bragging. And he said, "Well, like at the lunch table today. You heard this woman talk for 20 minutes giving us all this facts about how she, you know, had gotten a research proposal funded, and she was talking as though this was just interesting facts that she was given. It was obvious she was trying to celebrate that she got something she worked hard for. Why couldn't she just come out and say how good she felt about what she did?" And when he told me that, it just really struck me about the difference in cultures. Because when I was up at his place, where I stayed when I was working at that time in his region, I noticed how when his friends came in the house, they didn't do sneaky bragging. They came right out and celebrated something they had done that day, and how they made clear how they felt about it and what needs of theirs were met. They did it in their own cultural style. And I thought, yeah, how wonderful that was that people could do that. And I also thought at that moment about a book I had read recently about research done on why conversations are boring in middle-class culture. And it was for this reason that when people really want to celebrate something they've done, they think it might sound egotistical or self-centered to be open and honest about how good they feel about something they've done, so they bury it behind a bunch of words that talk about the situation, but don't really indicate how good it feels to them to have done what they did, and they don't make clear what needs of theirs were met by doing it. I was thinking of this on my way to my next training, which I was going to do at a prison. And this was a prison I'd worked at before. And when I came in, the director of the prison said, "You're going to have your hands full with your group you're working with today. There's been lots of tension on the ward, even more than usual." Well, there usually was a lot of tension, so I thought it's probably going to be something today. And then as I got in the room, I was with about 20 prisoners and about 6 guards. I could see in their faces they were all upset and just ready to get at each other. And I said to them, "Before we start the workshop today, I know we got lots of tension to deal with, but I've been thinking on the way here something a friend told me yesterday about what he called sneaky bragging and how people are reluctant to express something they've done that they feel good about. So before we get into all the heavy stuff today, let's go around and I'd like each of you to tell me one thing you've done recently that you feel good about. Tell me what you did and how you feel about doing it and what need was met. This will give us some chance to practice what we've worked on in other sessions, how to express feelings and needs, only this will give us a chance to try it out with something we've done that we feel good about because it met a need of ours. And then we'll get into the heavy stuff," I said. So I suggested we start on my left, and there sitting on my left was a gentleman who was a prisoner and who the previous 3 sessions that we had hadn't said one word. He just stared at me. So anyway, I said, so would you be willing to start? And now for the first time he said something, and it was obvious that he had been listening in previous sessions, because he made a clear observation, expressed a feeling. He said, pointing at one of the guards across the room, when you came in my room today to wake me up to go to work, and I didn't cuss you out like I usually do, I feel good that I didn't do that. Well, he did express a clear observation, and he did say he felt good, but he didn't connect it to his needs. And I wondered, well, should I just leave well enough alone? But anyway, I said to him, and what about the need? He said, I know he wakes me up because he wants me to develop good work habits, so just because I don't like getting up in the morning, I don't want to take it out on him. And I liked that way of expressing his self-gratitude. And by the time we got to two more people, there was a whole different energy in the group. Just to start by people celebrating something they'd done that met their needs and that they felt good about. And then when we got into the conflicts, we were able to deal with them with a whole different energy.